So I'm not a farmer, but I love this gospel. And I think it really has a remarkable lesson for all of us. But you know, there's a part of this gospel that makes sense, that's actually not that helpful, but there's a part that doesn't make sense, that has the greatest lesson of all. You know, the parables that Jesus spoke, every one of the parables that he spoke, which are so famous and so beloved by us today, always had something slightly wrong about it that would kind of startle the audience, that they would, and actually he did that on purpose to make them pay attention. And there's something interesting about this gospel that would not have been taken well by farmers at the time. They would have been confused. Of course, we listen to this, the part that makes sense. You know, if you throw seed on rocky soil, it's not going to work. If you throw it on hard soil, it's not going to grow. If there's a bunch of weeds there or all those kind of bad things, if you throw seed in any of those areas, obviously it's not going to work. Of course, the farmers at this time would have known that the most important action that a farmer does all year is sowing the seed. Seed is expensive, and it's important, and it means, you know, the difference between a harvest and famine. So every farmer would take care to make sure that the seed was sown very, very carefully. And the guy in this gospel is not doing that. The farmer in this gospel is taking a handful of seed and throwing it all over the place. Well, what kind of farmer does that? Not a very good one. No farmer just takes seed and just throws it out there and hopes that some of it might land on good soil. That would be ridiculous. It just doesn't work that way. If you look at modern farming machinery today, it precisely puts a seed exactly in land that is carefully prepared. No one just scatters seed anywhere. They prepare the ground. So, the seed is the Word of God. Maybe you have a word that you would like to tell to someone. Maybe you're wondering why people aren't listening to you. I know that all of you are married. That's not the case. I know that your husband and your wife pay perfect attention to each other. But maybe you have an important message for your spouse. Maybe you have an important message for your boss at work, or your parents, or your children. Well, we just don't scatter our message out there. We sometimes make the mistake of thinking that the goodness of our message is enough. That just because I have a very profound, wonderful message, that's all I have to do is say that, and everyone will listen. You know, this is a very humbling gospel for me. Because, you know, every Sunday I'm here giving a message that I think is so darn important, that is a wonderful message, and it really is meaningful for me when I look out on the congregation and I see someone kind of nodding their head until I realize that they're nodding off. The goodness of the message is never enough. That's a very humbling passage. That's a very humbling lesson. The goodness of the message is not enough. Just because we have a really, really wonderful, important, and I grant that, I will grant that it's a very important message that you have to give to your spouse or your children or your parents or your boss at work, but just because it's a good message, it's not enough. Jesus says we have to prepare the ground. What combination of words will work with this person? How can I prepare this person to receive the message that I want? You know how humble Jesus is. The seed in the gospel is the Word of God. Is there any more perfect message than the Word of God? And yet Jesus himself says that my word will not work if I simply throw it out there, if I simply scatter it, but I have to prepare the ground. And I have to know my audience well. How does my 13-year-old understand things as opposed to my 8-year-old? How does my spouse understand things now as opposed to last year? How can I prepare the ground that they will receive the message that I have to give? You know, Jesus told no carpentry stories. He was a carpenter, but he never told any stories from his own background. He only thought about his audience first and said, what stories will resonate with these people? How can I prepare the ground for them to hear my message? And so he's talking to farmers, and he tells a farming parable. in a way that really got their attention. And what motivates Jesus? Why does he go through all this extra work? Not because he has a really great message, but because he loves us so much that he wants us to receive it. It's such a humbling message. Just because we're talking doesn't mean people are listening. Just because we're talking doesn't mean people are listening unless we take the time to prepare the ground. How humble our Lord is, that he applies that to himself. Let us follow his example. If you have a wonderful message to give, and I'm sure that you do, take the time to love your audience, to love the person you're talking to, and think about how you can prepare the ground. And then something beautiful will grow in your family.